Within the chapter which prohibits discrimination in employment. Discrimination, according to the Labour Code, includes also unwanted conduct with the purpose or effect of violating the dignity of an employee and of creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive atmosphere. Discrimination on the ground of sex also includes any form of unwanted contact of a sexual nature or in relation to the sex of an employee with the purpose or effect of violating the dignity of an employee, in particular, when creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive atmosphere. This conduct may include physical, verbal, or non-verbal elements, and this is the definition of sexual harassment. Harassment issues are also raised in the last report of the National Labour Inspectorate. This is the report for the year 2023. Of course, the main subjects which are raised by the employees are, of course, pay, the question of pay, employment relationship, and the time of work, but also the issues of discrimination and harassment are also raised. I can give you some data. According to the to this report, in 2023, there were 2,400 complaints to the labor inspection. But only 6% of these complaints were well founded and were justified, according to the National Inspection Report. The problem with these complaints is that it is word against the word, and especially in the case when the employees seek financial compensation, it is for the court to decide on these cases. As for the other issues, I could also I could also give you some numbers. For example, as the remuneration is concerned, so labor inspection last year conveyed 61,000 of the inspections in the enterprises, and 25% were in 25% cases irregularities were found. This is only the this is only the short example from the report of the labor inspection, and now I want to pass to the Chancellor of the Prime Minister to respond to other harassment issues.
Thank you. I'd like to address two questions. First, sexual harassment, and then gender pay gap and those tasks covered by the National Program for Equal Treatment. So first, when it comes to sexual harassment, I'd like to